Well, today we're talking with Jen Young about the Pet Connection. Can you explain a bit about what the Pet Connection is, Jen?
Sure. The Pet Connection started really quickly, really fast. At Blue Seal, we've always tried to help people that come in saying they're looking for a certain pet, right? We're the Animal Nutrition Center, so people are usually coming and asking us information about food. They're asking us grooming questions. They're asking us training questions.
Oh.
All of that. So over the years, people have been coming in left, right, and center and saying, you know what? I have this dog that I can't keep. If you hear anybody that wants a home for it, let me know. Or there's somebody that comes in and says, I'm really looking for a black lab. If you hear of anybody looking for a black lab. And for a long time, there was a list by the cache. And we would write it down, but with the whole hustle and bustle of everything else, it was really hard to like constantly cross-reference. So about a month ago, an older gentleman came in while I was working, and he had stated that he had this purebred border collie that he could not keep any longer for personal reasons. Now, again, I am not one of those people that pass judgment. There's a lot of reasons why people can't keep their pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very responsible thing for people to do to make that effort to try and find somebody else before their last resort is the SPA or a shelter. So he came in and I asked him to bring in a photograph. And I decided, you know what? I think I'll just throw this idea or this problem, this gorgeous brown border collie, onto my Facebook. And I have a couple friends on Facebook.
I last count it was like 800 or somewhere around there, close to it.
Yeah, I think today was 970. But anyways, okay. Regardless, there's a couple on there.
So yeah, one or two.
Why not? You know, I'll throw it on there and see if anybody's looking. But I didn't mention the border collie. I said, I'm just going to try and see if anybody out there would be interested in helping out or just listening to this kind of an idea, kind of like a matching system. And sure enough, I mentioned it. And just talking, chatting, right, with people that I know, we came up with the Pet Connection, right? Like the love connection, like on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what we're trying to do is connect people looking for pets with people who have pets that can't keep it anymore.
So it really is a connection.
It really is.
Wow. Connecting people who need pet or want a pet and those who have a problem and no longer can keep their pet or know of a pet that could benefit from a good home.
That's right. That's right.
That's great. I've been a long time customer at Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center, and I never really noticed that list.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that is coming to the fore here.
Well, it worked. It was so, like I said, it wasn't like this big thing because we didn't have time, right? Like I'm managing all the services. Claire is managing the store and all the food. And then we have our groomers and then we have all these other departments going on that it was almost impossible to play matchmaker. But then I looked down and I'm like, oh, what the heck, I'm going to try. So I called it the Pet Connection. And sure enough, the very next morning, and now how weird is this, Dave? The very next morning, somebody sent me a Facebook message saying, hey, Jen, if you ever hear of anybody looking for a border collie, I'd really love to adopt a border collie. Let me know.
You're kidding.
Well, I hadn't even mentioned that this man had a border collie that he needed a home for. It was weird. It was like some kind of, okay. So I immediately sent him a message in huge letters. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I gave him the phone number. And sure enough, his name is Charlie. And he now lives with the LaMarche family. And they go on family hikes. And everybody's happy. It was a successful connection. And then once I had that in me, well, it just stemmed from there.
You were bitten by the bug.
I was bitten by the bug.
Wow, that is neat. Yeah. And it just came from naturally having to deal with so many people that have pets and like animals.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And also what's good about it is since you know about the dogs and cats and their temperaments and all that, you can help guide people into what kind of dog they should be looking for.
Exactly.
Not everyone is suited for a border collie, for instance.
No, no. But at the same time, lots of people know exactly what they want. You know, they know exactly what they want. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I do. I know what I'm looking for. What I want.
Yeah. You know, and most people are. Like, I know my parents are looking for another Bernese. And I know a family who is dying for a purebred pincher.
What? Really?
I know, not quite sure why, but that's what they're looking for. That's and what they who want. Are we to judge,
that's
right?
It. That's
if
it.
They're gonna, if that's the kind of animal that they want and they're holding out for that kind of pet and they're going to take good care of that pet and be responsible pet owners, good for you. And I'm going to try and help you find right now a pincher. Can't guarantee the purebred, but you'd be surprised too how many purebreds are out there unwanted right now. But, you know, and I will do my best to try and find a pincher for them. And it'll be from somebody who can't keep that pincher for whatever reason.
Now, what is the biggest thing that you need for the Pet Connection to work?
A lot of time. A lot of time. Steady nerves, because as much as hugely emotionally heartwarming it is to be able to make that connection, for every pet that we are able to find a home for, there's 20 others that we just might not be able to.
So there's a big problem in the region for...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's way too many unwanted animals in this region, especially cats. You know, I think cats is, right now, it's just, you can turn this corner and see 30 of them. Like, there's just too many.
Really? It's the kind of thing we don't think of on a day-to-day basis. I know we have the Bishop's University Cat Association,
yes.
BUCA.
Yeah, I work closely with BUCA. I'm a very strong supporter of what they do. It's amazing.
But I think on a daily basis, I personally can get the impression that it's okay because I don't see cats wandering around. And I don't see the problem. It's not in front of me.
Yeah.
No one's talking about
exactly.
it too much.
Exactly. And that's the way I was. I was the same. Before I decided to dive into this, I was the same. But it's not the case. If there's even two animals right now in this section of Queen Street in Lenoxville that are unwanted, but not in a home either, like because there's different kinds of unwanted. There's abandoned, which nobody is caring for them, probably unsterilized, running around making a whole bunch of unwanteds. Or there's an unwanted pet. Now, there's abandoned animals and there's unwanted pets. And there's they're different, right? So I've had to learn this, actually. Yeah. I didn't see it as two different things, but it is definitely two different things. And what we're trying to focus on right here with the Pet Connection is unwanted pets. And we don't own these animals. We will never, never, ever, ever will Blue Seal ever be a pet store. Never will there be any money exchanged for an animal or any other living thing for that matter. We're not a shelter. We work with pet owners to try and find somebody out there that's looking for that exact pet to be able to give it a home before they have to do the really heart-wrenching deed of bringing them to the SPA, and we just don't want that.
Now, you said that that Blue Seal Nutrition Center will never be a pet store.
Never.
And the implication is that pet stores that sell animals is not necessarily a good thing.
I don't think it's a good thing, no.
Okay.
But that's my own personal opinion. I can't say what Blue Seal stance is on it, but I can definitely say that my own personal stance is with the 4,000 animals that were euthanized last year alone right here in Sherbrooke.
Really?
There is no need to have to sell any for profit.
That's very well said, and I had no idea there was 4,000.
Over 4,000 euthanized last year in Sherbrooke.
In Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a huge problem that because it's not visible, you don't see it in your face every day, you don't think about it.
That's right.
That's
and
amazing.
A lot of people, you know what, when you're busy with your lives, your careers, your this, when you dive into it, it's a heavy burden to carry. Like, once you see it and once you know, it can eat at you pretty quick. So I'm lucky I have such a huge support team.
Wow, there's 365 days in a year. 4,000 were euthanized last year alone in Sherbrooke.
Yes.
Wow. I'm not good at math, but that's more than a few a day.
It is.
That's horrible.
And those are the ones that somebody brought to be euthanized. Imagine the ones that are abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
The strays that are out there right now. That BUCA works so hard around the Bishop's University campus. Like, they are going out and they're saving these cats' lives, like... Literally.
But those are not the animals you see in pet stores.
When you
get an animal in a pet store, you're not saving the life of any animal that's in danger or in peril or been abandoned or waiting to be euthanized. That's not saving an animal.
Well, it's a good question, because once the pet stores can't sell the animal, what happens to it? What do they do with it when it starts getting a little too big?
I never thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know the answer, and I don't want to know the answer.
I don't want to either.
Yeah, I just don't want to know, because right now... There are kittens, grown cats, yellow, orange, green cats if you want, right now looking for a home that for some reason couldn't be kept. So why would you... Why?
But if you do buy an animal from the pet store, yeah, all you're doing is encouraging someone else to go and breed more to sell more.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
I don't know. I know that some pet stores will take them. Like if your cat has had numerous kittens, they'll just take them and then try and sell them. But regardless, if there's no cats there or they're not selling the cats, well, then it's like anything. Yeah. If Blue Seal is not selling its dog food, it's going to go out of business and it's not going to try and sell dog food anymore. It's going to have to innovate.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So, yeah, that makes sense. So for the pet connection to work, what do you need from the public?
I need people who are, one, reasonable enough to realize that we are not a shelter.
Okay.
Do not drop your animals off outside the door. Do not. We do not accept them. Quid pro quo, the big fat bunny that was left outside our side door. Thankfully, we found him before it was too late, but he was left in a cage at a door that we never use. So it was very, very, very difficult. We do not accept them.
Well, there's no need to do that either. The SBA is there and they are there for that.
That's correct. Exactly. We are not there. We're not equipped to do that, right?
Right.
And you're absolutely right. There was no need to do that. They could have very easily contacted me and said, I have this bunny that I can't keep. Okay. And I would have said, I'll come over. I'll take a picture right away and we'll try and find him a home. We risked that bunny's life by putting him there. At the same time, I understand how people can be desperate. And they heard that we are interested in helping animals, so it was probably a last-ditch effort. But that's not the way to do it, because we put that animal's life in peril, leaving it outside. And again, we don't even use that door. I don't know how long he sat there for.
And also, it's not the place for that. The place for that is the SBA.
That's correct.
They do an excellent job of looking after animals, of taking care of that. And that's where their job is.
Absolutely do that.
Yeah, if you're going to take it somewhere, take it there. They don't ask any questions. Yeah. They don't charge you anything. It's free. You just walk in and say, I can't keep this animal or whatever. Just you walk in and leave the animal. That's their job.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely their job.
Yeah.
We're not doing this as a job, okay? I'm really lucky that the owner of Blue Seal has been a longtime friend of mine, because, you know, this isn't something that the store is doing for any other reason other than to help. It's completely not-for-profit. The members of the Pet Connection have paid for already a handful of sterilizations, dozens of bags of food, litter, you name it, cage for a bunny out of our own pockets. And we will continue to do that while we can.
But there's a limit
only
to everything.
So much we can do.
Yeah, there's a limit to everything. So what would be good probably is for people to think that before they go out and go to a pet store to get an animal, a dog or a cat, that they think about maybe there's someone that is looking to find a home for their
exactly
pet that I can make a connection with.
Exactly.
The pet connection.
Yes. Yeah. And save a life before you buy a life.
When you buy one, they're going to replace it with another.
That's
like
correct.
Buying, you know, anything you buy.
That's correct.
When the shelf is empty, they go out and make more. So
that's right. And when it sells really good, well, you get fluffier ones.
Yeah. Having gone that route in the past, and I'm old enough to have gone that route a few times and other routes after, but having gone that route, you know, the animals you get from a pet store are no better than what you get from a shelter.
We all knew, right?
Yeah.
We've all done it.
If I was born with that knowledge, it would have saved me a lot of time and trouble. But having paid an amount of money for an animal doesn't make it better than another animal.
Yeah.
I've learned that from having a lot of animals in my life. Yeah. You know, my life has been enriched by it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. The dollar signs don't equal quality in this case.
No, they don't. And these are lives that are caught in a balance. And I didn't know. I'd never heard of anybody else doing a similar idea as this Pet Connection. I'd never heard of it, right? But it dawned on me, like, we need somebody in the middle willing to throw out there this kind of cat. And then we need that same person to listen to everybody else and say, well, you know what? I would really, really like a 2-year-old orange and white male cat. Oh, really? Because that is amazing, because on the other side of the townships, I've got somebody who unfortunately has to get rid of their orange and white 2-year-old male cat because they're moving for work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bonus. That's the way it goes. That's the objective. We can't win them all, but all we can do is
You can reach out. You can let people know what you're looking for,
yeah,
and make a connection that way.
Yeah,
I know personally in my own life, I was looking for a long time for a certain dog because we had a certain very strange kind of dog, but
right,
we had a dog and he was wonderful and I was looking to replace him. I drove down to Detroit. I did a lot of crazy things,
yeah,
Detroit and back without stopping to pick up this dog. It turned out to be the worst disaster I ever did, yeah, in my life,
yeah,
you know, and here was this, you know, whole bunch of degrees and pedigrees,
yeah,
and all that. It didn't make a bit of difference. It was a, yeah, horrible dog.
So, some matches just don't work.
Yeah. And you know, don't. I was walking through London Park when I saw in this guy's backyard the exact dog I'd been looking for with, mm-hmm, the temperament that I was looking for. And it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And he was looking to get rid of the dog because his life situation had changed.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You,
yes,
don't have to drive to Detroit and back.
There you go. That's the lesson of today. Do not drive to Detroit and back. Good lesson.
No.
That's a good one. No, but it's absolutely true.
It is. It
You're
is.
Absolutely right.
So this pet connection is something that's going to continue?
I hope so. If I can keep my sanity about me, I will.
And we need people then that are looking for pets.
Yes.
And to look this way.
Yeah.
Because you know people who have pets that, yeah, they can no longer look after.
And
look
be
after.
Patient. Be patient.
If
you want a certain pet, if you're yearning for a certain pet, then be patient and let the right one come along. Don't,
mm-hmm,
run out and grab something at a pet store or regardless. Just be patient. I'm going to try seriously to work with the SPA because I know that we could do more work in getting the photos of the animals that are at the SPA out there and circulating as well. I want to see more people adopting from the SPA. I want to see that. But at the same time, you know what? Just let me know what kind of animal you're looking for. And hopefully we have it. Hopefully
Great.
We know. And we make connections, like I said, from one end of the townships to the other. The other end of the province to this. You know, we've made those connections just this morning. A beautiful chocolate lab puppy was just couldn't be kept anymore. She was fixed. Shots, you name it. 5 months old, chocolate lab. And right away, we were able to find her home with a perfect match. So,
is that the phone call you took just before?
Yes, yes, just before this interview.
There,
yeah,
you go. Well, there you go, Jen. We've been listening to Jen Young talk about the pet connection and going to help people in the townships find that connection with that pet they're looking for and helping people to find good homes for good animals.
Yeah, and be a responsible pet owner. Be, yeah, one of those responsible pet owners.
It's not that much effort to do.
It's not. And you know what? We're willing to help you. So if you need help being a responsible pet owner, then please call us 348-1888 and you can ask for our advice. We'll help you if we can in any way that we can.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jen.
You are welcome, Dave.